the parable of the rich fool. What if the greatest tragedy is not losing everything, but dying while believing you truly owned it? Jesus told this story, not in response to a theological question, but because someone from the crowd interrupted and said, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus responded with a warning, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed." Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. And then he told a parable. It is found in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He had more than he needed, surplus, overflow, success. So he reasoned with himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" At first glance, it sounds like wisdom, like retirement, like security, like planning ahead. But then God speaks, "You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" And Jesus adds, "This is how it will be for anyone who stores up things for themselves but is not rich toward God." This is not a parable about wealth. It is a parable about illusion. The illusion that success equals safety, that abundance means arrival, that you can secure your soul with strategy. Have you ever been so focused on building your world that you forgot how fragile your breath really is? This man was not evil. He was not a thief. He was not corrupt. He simply forgot God. He made plans for decades and did not realize he had only hours. He spoke to his soul like it was a possession. "Soul, you have many goods laid up." But the soul is not fed by goods. It is fed by grace. Jesus was not condemning wisdom, he was confronting worship. Because this man lived as though his identity was measured by his inventory, as though value was defined by volume, and he died with full barns and an empty soul. So ask yourself, have I mistaken having much for being secure? What am I building that will not follow me beyond the grave? Am I rich in the things of God or just in things? Because the greatest poverty is not a lack of money. It is standing before God with nothing eternal in your hands. Jesus is not against barns. He is against hearts that belong to them. In a world that glorifies hustle, accumulation, and self-made identity, this parable whispers a deeper truth. You do not own your breath. You do not own tomorrow. You do not even own your soul. So be rich toward God, because everything else is dust.